Leaders often get the brunt of criticism. When something goes wrong, they are often the first to be blamed. But God has a way for us to support and hold accountable leaders that requires our commitment and obedience. He urges us to pray for them with thanksgiving, knowing that He placed them in those positions. School leaders oversee the operation of the school district and or the individual school. Let's stop and pray for these people who make leadership decisions that affect students, staff, parents, faculty, and the schools. In 1 Timothy 2, 1-4, Paul, you urge us, first of all, urge that we use supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made known for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceable and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and it's pleasing to you, God our Savior, who desire all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We lift up the Board of Education, who are responsible for much of the decision-making in a school by elected community members, mostly consisting of 5 members. We pray for each one, and whoever you're praying for, that you would pray for those in your school district. We pray, God, that when they meet, that they will be responsible to the district superintendent, and they will make decisions that align with what the parents and the majority prefer and want for the best of the student and for their education process. We pray for the superintendent who looks over and oversees the daily operations of the school district. We pray that they have high ethics, morals, standards, and don't just comply to what the people are pushing, but that they will push for that which is going to benefit the school and benefit the student in their education. And the same for the assistant superintendent. We lift up the principals, a very difficult job. Each of them have to oversee the daily operations of the school building, the school students, the faculty, the staff, and the community relationships with those in the area. We pray, God, that they will also are part of making recommendations for jobs and openings. And so, Father, we pray that you would oversee them and help them make wise decisions, including the assistant principal, that they will consider the students and still be personable, that they will have a hands-on approach in their style of leadership, that they will also listen to the teachers and the staff and genuinely listen to the parents and the students and their concerns, and take that all into consideration as they make their choices. Father, you know that is a very tough job and gets a lot of work hours in, and it takes a lot to get to that position. So Father, we pray again that they will not use this position just for the money that they make or just to keep going, but they will still see that it's about the students, it's about the staff, it's about furthering these kids into becoming adults and healthy citizens. God, we ask that the athletic director and those that are involved with that, that's over all of the coaching, all of the coaches and the assistant coaches, that we pray, God, that they are wise in how they spend their money. They don't just promote one sport over another, even if one brings in more revenue than others. We pray, God, that they will look at each one individually. And with all the issues right now of whether or not to let a guy do a girl's part and a guy's part, God, we pray that they will keep it as gender, what they were born with, so that they can have a fair competition. And we thank you, God, for all of these school leaders, and we pray for your anointing and for you to work with each of them and in their hearts. And we pray that we'll have an amazing year this year in our county as a result of it, as we continue to lift them up in prayer.